Romeo. It's there.
Back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. This is your boy, Big Black.
And Julian coming at you live from the studio this week.
Julian's live in the studio.
I'm back after a week off.
Yeah.
After family stuff. Boring family stuff. But glad you guys could cover for me. But happy to be back and happy to come at you guys.
I didn't
think about how I said that.
We're so juvenile, it's ridiculous.
Fill in your ear holes.
Filling your ear holes with love.
With love.
Juice.
with that love and sports juice. So much to talk about. We can talk about anything.
Everything.
Anything and everything. NCAA, the Final Four has been set. Thankfully, Duke is not in it, so that's good for probably good people. For people who are awful, I'm sure that's very sad for you.
You're fucking stupid.
They're the Blue Devils. They worship the devil.
Oh, that's right. They are the Blue Devils.
It's those Rock Chalk Jayhawks, Loyola Chicago. Michigan and Villanova. That's Supernova Villanova.
Oh shit! Cool.
But yeah, I'm excited. Those are I got a lot of Jayhawk fans, so I'm hoping that they lose because I love to see their I love to see their tears on the social media.
The tears of joy for Julian. Tears of sadness for you.
It's I'm petty like that. I'm petty. I love to see your team lose. I love
that's
it.
True. That's true. I had to deal with that shit for years. And then I was like, nigga, we should just record this.
It's just their tears give me energy. It like feeds me.
Oh man.
But yeah, so I'll be rooting for that Villanova and that Loyola Chicago, because God bless those mid-majors. It's the first time a mid-major has been in the Final Four since 2013. So, you know, I'm excited about that. Coming from a mid-major school, keep the dream alive.
What was that, Drake?
Drake, go Bulldogs.
He say.
Side note, the Drake head coach got headhunted for Colorado State University. So he's going to be coaching their men's basketball team from now on. Just a little side note, the Drake alum are pissed.
As they should be.
As they should. But I kind of reminded him that's kind of how college works.
Duh, fucking business.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, hey, at least I'm sure the college got a nice buyout of that contract.
Oh yeah.
CSU probably had to give him a couple million dollars.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say easily a few mil, because I'm like, it's college.
Yeah,
it's colegio.
And because college employees are the highest paid public employees in most states. Yeah. So, but anyway, so those are those Final Fours. My bracket was fucked pretty early on. I had Virginia going pretty far. So as soon as they got killed by fucking University of Maryland at Baltimore or something like that.
Damn.
You know, one of those schools.
That's right. It was a fucking blowout, right?
Yeah. Well, they just, yeah, they.
That was the last, because we didn't, did not mention any NCAA ball last week.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
but,
I don't care, but he does.
Yeah. So my bracket is gross. I still I had Kansas in the Final Four, so I'm doing well there. But other than that, I had Villanova out like in the second round, and yeah. So, but I don't know. I hope other people's brackets are doing well. But right now, I guess
I'll Google Obama's bracket.
Oh, Obama, yeah. And you know, Trump didn't have time to fill out a bracket because he's so busy, guys.
Huge,
he's
guys.
So
huge.
Busy. He's, you know, he's golfing right now. Or he's on the way back from golfing.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck that asshole, Mike Pence. Fuck both of those assholes. Fuck that whole administration. Okay.
Seconded. But yeah, I don't know. How's Obama looking?
Oh, his shit's busted. Yeah. Busted. They said they fucking both him and fucking the George W. W's fucking brackets were awful.
Oh, man. You know,
see, George
Bush
does brackets. God damn it. That's
yeah,
awful.
But I mean, like, I don't know. Like, if anybody's like benefiting from Trump more than anybody, it's fucking W.
Oh, no shit. Duh.
But yeah. So anyway, I hope your bracket's doing well. If it's busted, hit me up. Commiserate with me. Tell me how it was busted.
Commiserate with me.
Yeah. Because right now I'm just, I mean, if Kansas gets to the national championship game, I'll be okay-ish. But that's it. Like, everything else is fucked. yeah, go Jayhawks for that. But Loyola, Chicago, I'm all about you winning because I've seen those small schools win it.
Busted.
That's Cinderella story.
Cinderini stories.
You want to talk that cricket scandal?
Sure. I mean, you know more about it than I do.
Oh,
we're
going to
talk
about,
and by that, I mean, he read like a paragraph more
yeah,
than I did.
Yeah, I read slightly more. But apparently there was a scandal in.
Okay, so we're not talking about the phone service providers. We're talking about the game with a bat.
Yeah,
the
you know.
The flat bat.
The game that we all know, cricket.
Cricket, yeah.
We love it. Anyway, the captain of the Australian team was was basically caught tampering with the ball.
Yes.
And he basically had some sort of yellow thing that he was like rubbing on the ball and then tried to stuff it in his pants when the umpires were like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he's like, "I don't have it." And then they caught him and now he's been, but I don't know. It seems I would equate it to like, oh God. I would equate it to like rubbing pine tar on the ball or something like that for baseball.
Yeah,
you know?
No, he's definitely trying to hide that shit,
yeah,
dude. That's fucking.
But it's definitely, we're looking at a photo of a guy trying to clearly trying to stuff something down his pant. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's the actual video.
Oh, we're watching the video.
We might get volume popping through here in a second.
Okay, so yeah. Oh man, that is.
Oh, wow.
That is terrible.
Oh, what a fucking cheater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
in the video, you can clearly see the guy, like, just, like, pull something out of his pocket and then, like, rub it all over the ball.
And then, like, stuff it in his nutsack.
Yeah, and then stuff it, like, down his ball. It looks like he's stuffing the ball down his fucking pants.
Oh, so weird. Yeah, and then immediately gets approached by umpires. And, like, what the fuck is going on?
But
show
us
your balls, sir.
So, that's, I guess that's my nomination for Big Dummy of the Week.
That's Julian's nomination.
That's my nomination.
Boom, 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 boom. Because no one ever said we just have to have one big dummy.
No. Cameron Bancroft.
Cameron.
From Australia.
Australia.
He's the Australian. Yeah, he's a cap. Yeah, and then the captain basically was like, "Yep, we did it. Won't happen again." So, Australian cricket team, cheaters.
Cheater.
But that's my nomination for Big Dummy of the Week.
Big Dum Dum. Okay, here's my Big Dum Dum as I light this joint and smoke it because it's fucking love weed. It's so good for you. Smoke it if you're over 21 and in a state that you can legally purchase it in, because I have to say that.
Yep.
Now.
And if it's not legal, don't.
Yeah, if it's not legal, just don't ever smoke weed, you know.
It's terrible.
It's terrible for you. So, Patriots player, because, you know, I'm all about everything Boston, fucking
that
asshole.
That Patriot way.
Daron Harmon got arrested for having weed. So, that's not the problem. I don't give a shit about weed because I'm smoking weed right now. The problem is this nigga was trying to bring the shit into Costa Rica.
why would you bring it into Costa Rica? That's my question. I mean, I get it. Like, you're probably not going to get great shit down there, but also, you're a professional football player.
You can get anything you fucking want, man. They got bomb weed in Costa Rica. Somebody's got some fire down there. Or just get some cocaine. You're in the fucking south of the border, guys. Just do whatever. Anywho, 58 grams. 28 grams is an ounce. Multiply that by two. So he basically had 2 ounces. A little under.
Wow.
Yeah. What I read, he had it separated in 4 different containers and all types of stupid shit. Like, he obviously knew what he was doing, so that's why he's got caught up. And he released a statement and an apology. But he's my big dummy of the week. Niggas, don't bring weed into a fucking different country.
Yeah.
Just smoke the shit they got there, or don't smoke the weed. Yeah. Just drink.
Also, just like, I don't know. Like, he's lucky they're, like, lenient about that shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He was able to come back the same day.
Yeah. It's like, what if he was, like, in fucking, like, you know,
what if it was me or you?
Yeah. Oh,
no. Sri Lanka, he'd be fucking caned.
Yeah.
Literally.
If he was lucky.
Yeah. They kill you over there for that shit.
No, I remember in Thailand, I changed planes there once, and the first sign was basically, if you bring drugs into this country, we will kill you.
Yeah.
And then the second sign was, welcome to Thailand.
Yeah. See, like, that they ain't fucking around, bro. They will fucking, and they have every right to do so because it's their country.
Yeah. I mean,
don't fucking break the laws. But yeah, that's why he's my big dummy of the week.
You know, I'm going to have to take yours because, well, I think cheating is dumb. I can understand it. Wrap my head around it.
Yeah, because you want a competitive edge, you know?
You want to win. You want to win.
You do stupid things.
As opposed to being like, I'm worried I'm not going to have pot on my vacation.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it out of the country. Idiot.
Uh-oh.
Big dummy.
Billum Belichick is not going to like that.
Billum Belichick.
It's on to spring training.
We're on to spring training. So, what about Daron Harmon in the weed? We're on a spring training.
You know, he issued his apology, and we took it as it was. It is what it is.
Oh, shit. Before the game, I'd say we had minimal discussion, said Belichick. This is about him persuading fucking homeboy to stay.
What about, did you hear about Robert Kraft's friend having a baby?
Oh yeah, I've been wanting to talk about that for weeks, just not having, just totally forgot to like bring it up every week. This is a story like a month in the making now.
Oh yeah, no, it's been going on for a while. We're kind of late to the party.
Very late to the party, but very aware of the situation. Mr. Patriot himself, Mr. Overwatch owner,
Mr. Kraft, billionaire,
billion
with a B. He has a friend
who, and, okay, quotes, she's sexy.
Well, she's his friend. She's his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps her like friends would do. Like he helps her with bizarre TV auditions,
yeah,
movie auditions, and you know, like pays for her stuff. But she just recently had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And well, nobody knows who the dad is.
Yeah, Robert Kraft is denying that he's the dad. Fucking.
Oh, ooh, snap.
Wow. Even in the billionaire circle, they'd be like, ain't that motherfucker's kid? I mean, daddy.
I can't imagine how pissed his kids are going to be, or his kids are.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
He's not the dad, but he's paying for the child and the woman.
Yeah, he's paying for the baby. He's helped pay for the kid. Taking full care of Ricky and the baby. Ricky, I guess, is the girl.
Yeah, because that's what you do with
Ricky Noel Lander, 38.
I'm friends with people, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take care of you and your baby.
Last fall, Ricky Noel Lander became the proud mother of a beautiful, healthy baby, the spokesperson said in an email to the newspaper. While Robert Kraft is not the biological father, he is thrilled with Ricky's blessings of having a healthy child. With respect to her family's privacy, we will not comment any further, is the official statement.
That's his baby.
Yeah.
That's his baby. And he had made some deal with the kids so that that kid doesn't get a chunk of the inheritance when he dies.
Yeah. Yeah. So like he restructured his shit. So like the kid gets money, but like none of the real money.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. 'Cause
Yeah.
If I was the son, if I was his son, I would be like, fuck you, old man.
Correct, baby mama drama. Oh, ooh, man. Myra would be so proud right now.
Yeah. I mean, you waited like what? Like a year?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, that we know of.
He's, you know, they're friends.
Because this is before Harvey Weinstein. So, you know, niggas was openly fucking with their mistresses.
Yeah, that's true.
Openly, you know, not openly, but, you know.
Well, I mean.
The open secret type shit, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that's as far as we know, this was after.
I think that's his kid.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Come at me, Mr. Kraft. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, prove me wrong.
I'll go on Maury.
Oh,
I'll go on Maury. I'll be like,
that would be the dopest shit. Y'all motherfuckers don't even know. I fucking love Maury. That is my jam. That is my guilty pleasure TV show. I fucking love the shit out of some Maury Povich.
He's an investigative journalist. He investigates paternity.
Paternities. And how come they used to be nerdy and now they're hot? Oh, fucking Maury. But that would be crazy as shit if the fucking Krafts were on Maury. Robert Kraft, when it comes to the paternity of 3-year-old baby Nikki,
you are
the father.
Oh, she's like, I told you. His kid's like, no.
Dad. My inheritance money. I worked so hard.
I'm 65.
I worked so hard to get this money that you got.
Ooh, the Broncos ownership actually might be moving forward. We might have an actual owner for the Broncos in a couple of years.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
So right now, for those who don't know, the Broncos aren't...
Like me.
Yeah, I didn't know you were unaware of this, but the Broncos are still owned by Pat Bowlen, but he does not run the team. The team is run by the team president, Joe Ellis. He runs the day-to-day operations.
Okay, you're right. I've known that.
But and it's in a family trust, basically. And there's no clear owner right now, Mr. Bowlen's brother just sold off his shares. And it looks like that would make the move for one of the kids to get the majority, and then you would have a majority owner. And it might be a lady. It might be a Brittany Bowlen. She's in school right now, getting her MBA. I'm sorry, master's in business, which is a requirement for the NFL requires of its owners.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would get that, and we could finally have a real owner, majority owner.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it would probably be Brittany Bowlen, and that
probably
it would be cool to have a lady owner, just for equality and everything. I mean, she would still technically own only like a seventh of the team, because the team is split evenly among the kids, but she would be the sole business voice. She would
make all
business choices. But
that's cool.
I was talking to my friend about that, and we were talking about the different kids and stuff, and he was like, God, can you imagine how easy your life would be if you were born into that family? And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I was also like, it'd also be nice to be like the Prince of England too.
Serially.
I mean, you know, they have their troubles, but let's be real.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Our problems are not the same as celebrities.
I mean,
problems.
Their mom did get murdered. I mean, died in a car accident.
That's true. I mean,
that's pretty rough.
That's rough, but you know, also, you know, they don't have.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. But you know.
You know, I get it. Their life is their job. You know,
right? That's so weird.
But it's, you know, we as Americans don't really get that.
No, but we do, because we have reality star celebrities.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can make the argument that there's. I guess we have the Kardashians, and what do they really do?
Nothing.
Kimberly Kardashian is an app developer. She's a very successful app developer.
Kimberly, nigga, said Kimberly Kardashian.
Kimberly Kardashian, that is her name, is it not?
I fucking know. That's probably the most you'll ever hear us talk about the Kardashians on this fucking podcast.
Hopefully.
Jesus Christ. Unless they become like a fucking majority owner in a fucking sports team. And it's like, God damn it. We gotta talk about the Kardashians.
They've
again.
Slept with enough athletes.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. You're
Be
welcome.
Here all week.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. Oh man. No, that's a pretty crazy.
But how's Overwatch doing this week?
Okay, so it was the playoffs this weekend, a Sunday, because they learned it's playoff Sunday in Overwatch, and I was watching most of this shit.
That's good. That's good that they're like, these are the days.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you watched them like live. I saw that. I saw that you were watching them.
Yup, I watched them. It was cool. Did
you,
you
streamed it, I assume.
Yeah. I downloaded the Twitch app, something I never thought I would fucking do in my life. Again, like I said, I'm just like, wow, Overwatch got me doing shit. I'm like, why would anyone do this? And I'm like, oh shit, I'm doing it now. Fuck. Fuck.
People want to watch Dave play Skyrim.
People tell me that shit too. Like, yo, you should stream your games because you'll be talking mad shit and you're funny. I'm like, I don't want niggas in my life like that. Because that's like my private time. And I be talking all types of shit.
Also, how starved? I think we're underestimating how starved people are for basic entertainment.
I know. We
But
it's real shit, though. It's real, man.
Yeah. Real. So, hey, Dave, stream some Skyrim for me.
Yeah, the lesser version.
I will not for me.
Fuck.
But anyway, back to who won.
Fuck. So, there was matches on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday.
But Sunday was the match.
But Sunday, today, was the playoffs. So, what really mattered was the Ooh. Philadelphia Fusion actually beat the London Spitfire, which was fucking crazy. That was an upset and a half.
Philly. Hot sports town this year.
It was crazy, man. I was like, yo, these motherfuckers better not win this fucking playoff round. But yo, it was really fucking great match. I was just shocked. They kind of steamrolled the Spitfire towards the end.
Nice.
The end result, it was 3-2. But man, Philly was just, Philly won on stages that they haven't won on, period. And they also, it was just crazy, man. And London.
What was your favorite moment?
Damn.
Like, if you could pick a moment.
I don't even know. There was just so much dope shit. Like, for me, it wasn't a moment. It was more, I'm going to use this when I play the game. Because that's how I watch it. You know, I watch it. It's entertaining, and I do get excited. But it's like, damn, I'm taking these strategies and implementing them. And I'm not going to tell you the strategies. But I would have to say there was one part. Now that I'm thinking about it, for real, there was one part, this guy, he was playing as Genji, Hanzo, which is he has a bow and arrow and shit, but this motherfucker can climb walls, so he, like, climbed up this fucking window, and there were two enemies, like, you know, firing at his team, and he just fucking pulls his bow back, and he just fucking let off and just killed both of them at the same time. It was fucking dope.
Nice.
And there's only 6 players, so, like, he took out 2 of the 4, and then his team ended up taking over the point. That was on Philly. It was fucking dope. What's his freaking name?
So the teams are 3-3, right?
6 people.
6-6?
Yeah, 6-6.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yeah, he took out 2 people and by himself.
That's
and
a
like,
third of the team.
Yeah, which is fucking, yeah, and it just changed the whole outcome of, and they traditionally don't win on that map, too. So, I mean, traditionally it's like their fucking map.
Uh-huh.
So it was just, man, it was crazy. It was cool shit, but yeah, that double kill, Hanzo, was dope as fuck. So, yeah, it was an upset, though. They just steamrolled the freaking London Spitfire. Steamrolled them, fellas. Steamrolled them, ladies. Steamrolled them, people. It was nuts. Good shit there. Then the second match, which I didn't watch because I fucking fell asleep, was Philly versus New York. New York has the overall best team in Overwatch, the best record. Just period. Just like they're just the best team. Mm-hmm. And they fucking won the $125,000 bonus.
Jeez.
Yeah. They won the second stage playoff. Same score. I think it was 3-2. They beat Philly. Which was cool about it was Philly had to play back to back, kind of like New York had like a bye game.
You know what I'm saying?
So like they didn't have to play at all. They just played that last game.
Because they were the highest seed.
Yeah, they were the highest seed. Yeah, so Philly.
So they get the bye round. Yep. And yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, Philly beat London. And then about 15 minutes later, they started playing.
You got to play New York.
New York, yeah. It was pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's good to be the underdog.
Yeah, yeah. what else I found out is they I don't know if we've talked about this, they get a base salary of $50,000.
Oh.
Each player gets a base salary of $50,000, full health coverage, 401k, and free living quarters, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And then, like I said, that's why.
But you also think you got to move from wherever you live to L.A.
But a lot of motherfuckers ain't making $50,000 for real. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just saying there is a downside to it.
If you're looking at it like that.
That becomes your life.
Right, exactly. So it gives you the opportunity to only focus on that. And it's pretty crazy. I thought that was pretty nuts. Yeah, I was just like, wow. That's cool. So now, you know. Those bonuses, like that, that means something, man. That's an extra $100,000 for your team. I don't know if it's for the whole team or if it's for the people who played. I'm pretty sure it's for the whole team. I'm sure there's some kind of percentage.
Yeah, like, I bet the like contracts work out how bonuses work and
And all that shit. But yeah, they $100,000 each.
You know, like real contracts.
Right, $125,000 each. Oh yeah, there were substitutions and shit. It was crazy. It was awesome. And they're like, oh man. But yeah, there's a $125,000 on the line for the playoffs for the overall Overwatch League championship. There's a $1 million bonus for the team, which is nuts.
Yeah, that's a crazy amount of money.
So you could potentially, like New York is right now, like if you get every.
God, the Shanghai Dragons have only won 2 fucking games?
No, the Shanghai Dragons haven't won a single fucking game.
That's just 237-1 win loss.
No, they win rounds, but they don't win matches.
Oh.
Yeah. They haven't won a single match. They're still 0 fucking whatever.
Man, that's humiliating.
Yeah, they're 0-10 stage 18. I think they're 0-19. I think that's what they're fucking... Shit is, honestly. Let's see here.
To be the Cleveland Browns of the Overwatch League.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's change it to 0-20. Ooh.
Oh, that's rough.
Right, because they lost this past week at 2. Yeah. Oh, man. Boston sitting at 6, 12-8 with the Houston Outlaws, 12-8. Damn.
Spitfires at 15-5.
15-5, yeah. Seoul Dynasty's 14-6. So, like, New York's fucking shitting. Yeah. 18-2.
20 games and they've won 18 out of 20. Oh wow, New York's 18-2. Shit.
Yeah, shitting.
Mr. Prill must be happy.
So you think about that? Excuse me.
But yeah, that's just nuts.
There are 4 stages. If New York wins each stage, that's $125,000 each stage. That's fucking $500,000.
Yeah.
Like. If they win, that's an extra $500,000, and then they're probably going to win the championship, which is another million.
Yeah.
So that's another $1.5 million
for
playing Overwatch on top of your $50,000 base salary and any other like shit you get.
Some cut of the $150 million.
I know. Yeah, that's what I mean. But that's still, dude. Like,
no, I'm not. I'm just. Each player does not receive an additional.
No. Yeah. Not each player. Yeah. That's a good clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Trying to clarify.
My nigga, but still, he got me.
That's
he got
still
me.
Like, you know, I'd do that. I'd play Breath of the Wild for that much money.
Fuck yeah.
I'd learn how to do the flurry rush.
Like shit, nigga. We want to get a PC and start playing some Overwatch for real. Just kidding.
Yeah, somebody was like, you should get a PC game. And I was like, nope. Too much. I was like, I do my Switch. Now I do D&D. I was like, that's way too much.
No, the next thing you get is either an Xbox X or PS4
PlayStation.
Pro.
Maybe Kingdom Hearts 3 will come out.
It is going to come out on everything except for the Switch.
Yeah, maybe someday.
No, it is.
Yeah, I mean, maybe someday. They keep saying so.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's definitely coming out. Like, it's definitely coming out. It's coming out.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember when it was coming out on the PS3. That's why I bought a PS3.
Oh, shit. It's coming out, though.
Yeah, it is. It's coming out. They're like, Kingdom Hearts. I have the Kingdom Hearts. And then I'm like, oh, shit, Toy Story, yeah! Because that's what I'm excited about. But, yeah. Any free agent news you want to hit on for NFL or anything?
Ah, shit. I haven't really, honestly, I have not been paying attention. There was some,
I mean, did you guys talk about Case Keenum to the Broncos or?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you.
You don't listen to your own podcast?
No, I was just saying, you know.
I know, motherfucker. I'm just talking shit.
You guys hit on it, but.
Yeah, no, we hit on it. Briefly, but
I mean, let me tell you, the attitude among Broncos fans is pretty meh. Okay.
That's what I figured, yo.
I mean, there's a part of me that's like, well, I'm glad we didn't overpay for Kirk Cousins, but also like, what if Kirk Cousins is really good all of a sudden?
Yeah, that's. Oh, man.
And it's like, I don't know if there's going to be a quarterback left by the time number five rolls around in terms of draft.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. You know, like, he's what do you like, serviceable? Is that your word?
Yeah, he's a serviceable. I don't, but it's like, he doesn't seem like he's serviceable. Okay. Here's my thing. And it's so weird and petty and just, why isn't his name Casey? Why is his name Case? Case is not a human name. Casey is a name for both a boy or a girl. It could be anybody's name. And it rolls off the tongue way better. Casey Keenum.
Wasn't that like the voice actor?
Casey Keenum?
Yeah. They did like Scooby-Doo? I don't know.
Oh, that was... Was his name Casey Keenum? It was Casey something. Casey Kasem.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yes, Casey Kasem. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's my biggest gripe about Case Keenum. That's like honestly
stupid motherfucker.
It just bothers me. It's just like if I was his agent, if I was in charge of like building his brand, I would be like, dude, just fucking go by Casey. You are literally in the only profession it's okay for grown men to go by their E name. Like, you know.
That's real shit.
Yeah. Because if you're, you know, if you're not in sports, you're not a Billy, you're a Bill.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, damn. I never even thought about that, dude. Wow.
Yeah. But, like, it's perfectly okay to, you know, be a Tommy or
Larry
whatever.
Bird.
Yeah, Larry. Or Larry's fine.
No, but Lawrence Fishburne, he used to go by Larry, but now he's Lawrence. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm grown.
Larold. What is Larry short for? What is Larry short for? Larold? You think Larold is a name? Larold Fitzgerald.
Larold.
But
shit.
Yeah, but it's a weird thing that yeah.
That's a really great observation.
Yeah, no, it's just something I've noticed over the years. And it also, once I met an old friend from like elementary school I hadn't seen in years, and we ran into each other in a bar. And his name was, he went by Scotty in elementary school. And I went, oh, Scotty. And he just looks at me and goes, it's Scott now. And I was like, yeah, because you're an adult.
Yeah, word. It's just Scott, motherfucker.
Actually, I think I said Little Scotty Tittle.
Little Scotty Diddle playing on his fiddle. And he's like, fucking hate this asshole.
And he was like, It's just Scott now.
It's just Scott.
And he was like, and I was like, right.
And
right.
He was like, Scotty Tuati.
That's on me. But
Yeah. Scotty Bumalotti.
That's my biggest thing. I don't know. If he's whatever. If he leads us to the AFC championship, I won't be complaining.
Which he won't, so you will be.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, of course I will be. I mean, but we're only giving him what, like $7 million?
I know that's what is it? But 3 years, that's what he signed for, right?
Two years.
That's two what years. It is.
Okay. But it's like $14 million.
Yeah, 14. And then it was like 20 with like incentives or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, but that's like you got to win. Blah, blah, blah. And maybe, you know, pass like X amount of workouts or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's fine. Like, it just means they didn't think Kirk Cousins was the future. And, you know, I'm more inclined to agree with them.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Richard Sherman's stuff?
I actually wanted to talk about that. Thank you for bringing that up. Richard Sherman's a fucking beast. Respect that man.
Yeah, I mean, like, he negotiated his own contract.
Yeah, he negotiated. We touched about it, like, a couple weeks ago. We talked about Richard Sherman signing with the 49ers. But what we didn't talk about was he was his own agent. And, like, yo, that's so dope. Like, that's so dope to me.
On the flip side, though, the Players Association had to come in and change some shit to make sure he didn't get fucked over, like, in the contract.
Yeah, but he didn't.
No, they got it. And, like, people were like, well, that shows that you need an agent. And I was like, well, it just shows that if you go with your union, I guess.
Yeah, no, his union had his back. That's all it is. Like, that's what the thing about it is
I think now is the good time to do it, though.
Absolutely.
Because he's on the down.
Right. He's not exactly. He's not going to get better.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that, but.
I don't know. He's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a prove it year because he's coming back from Achilles injury. And, you know, those are sometimes they come back. But other times it's just like that is just you just don't come back from that. You know?
That's real. But with his contract, though, he negotiated. It's for, like, $27 million for, like, a few years. But basically, the thing about his contract, what is different than a lot of people's contracts, is he is getting money, period.
Yeah, he has a lot of guaranteed
money. He has a lot of guaranteed money. For someone that's coming off that injury that Julian we were just talking about, he's getting a lot of fucking money. And that's why you got to respect that man.
Yeah, no. I always like Richard Sherman.
Me too.
So cool.
Excuse me for burping. That burp was provided by Line and Google's Orange Shandy. Drink it. The lemon shandy's fucking delicious too.
Yeah, Line and Google's. You do good work.
Great shit.
You give Wisconsin beer a good name.
Yeah, it's
not
really
that it
good.
Has a bad name,
right.
I suppose.
And the White Widow. I love me some White Widow. Ooh. This is some good shit here. Smoke it if you got it.
If it's legal.
If it's legal.
If not, don't.
If not, yeah, don't.
Wink.
No.
You can't see that I winked.
No, but you can hear it. Listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about some more winking and nodding. Because seriously, Johnny Manziel took a wink and a nod. And gave it off to a real fucking player.
Gain some respect for Johnny Manziel to just be like, hey, stop comparing me to Colin Kaepernick because Colin Kaepernick's doing real shit and he's changing lives. And, you know, Johnny, I didn't think you didn't have to say that by any means.
Nope.
And you knew exactly what kind of reaction you were going to get, but you did it anyway. So, and, you know, if you check out his Twitter feed, or, you know,
Or
just listen to this.
It says, this will probably cause an uproar, but I'm tired of the at Kaepernick 7 versus myself comparison and anger. Cap is doing amazing things right now, changing lives and donating millions of dollars. His impact off the field from a societal standpoint is legendary and straight admirable.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel knows what's up.
He knows what's good. You know what I'm saying? And, like, the nigga's just trying to play football, and it's just like, bro. Cap should be playing football. We've said on this podcast, he should be, but we know he's not, which is a fucking bullshit.
Bullshit, yeah. But, you know, now I'm rooting for you, Johnny. I hope the team picks you up as a backup. You know,
maybe it's gonna be the Broncos. Oh, then you won't be like, yeah, you know, you don't now. Yeah. See how quickly that changed.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, that was great. That was fucking great.
Any other team. Any other team.
It's fucking hilarious.
Let the Patriots work him out.
I mean,
let him be the Aaron Hernandez story that works.
I mean, they worked out fucking Tebow.
Oh, did you guys talk?
No. What are you talking about? What
did you get? Did you hear about how Aaron Hernandez is probably gay?
Oh, nigga. Speaking of that, I got that fucking documentary. I DVR'd it and I've totally forgot to watch that shit. But I've read about that.
Yeah, I haven't. I was gonna say ask if you had seen the documentary. I haven't watched it yet, but I.
It's on the DVR.
But yeah, but once we watch it, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. So there's an Aaron Hernandez documentary. I don't remember what fucking channel did it. But just internet search it, because this is 2018. Just Google it and you'll find it.
Yeah, but it's about how he might have been gay, and that's the reason why he murdered that guy, is because that guy knew that he was gay, or at least had done some gay stuff.
So...
And yeah.
So he killed a guy?
So he killed a guy, which is, you know, a totally reasonable response.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's just go murder people, because you know, that's just the thing to do.
You know, Aaron, if you had been gay, it would have been great.
Yeah. Because
you would have been a great player and you would have been gay. There would have been nothing anybody could have said.
Right,
because
you was scary motherfucker. Oh, I mean, was.
It was. Good riddance.
Fucking dude.
But yeah.
Fuck.
But yeah, that's why like somebody was like, what if Odell Beckham was gay? I was like, good, I hope he's gay. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And that's the first, unfortunately, that's what we need. That's who the first like openly gay like player on a team that plays.
Oh yeah, you gotta be a superstar.
It's gotta be just like the best.
Gotta be a, dare I say, stud.
But yeah, it's, you know, because they're idiots and they care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
or at least the older guys who run the stuff.
I know,
do.
It's so fucking, it's baffling. Well, I just don't get it. I don't.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't care.
Yeah, we don't give a I don't get it. I don't understand the homophobia.
I don't care who the athlete goes home to after I'm done watching them.
I just want you to fucking play the sport that I'm watching. Yeah. I want you to do well. Do your
if
job.
If you play for my team, I want you to do well. If you play for the teams I hate, I want you to do terribly.
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to shit your pants on the field and be like, oh my God! Oh my God! This is so embarrassing! Yeah, and you have to talk about it in the press conference.
So, you shit your pants, huh?
We are super highbrow.
Done with this. This is fucking mad as fuck.
But yeah, I don't know how to transition.
You just laugh, baby.
But
yeah, man. So
I don't know, any predictions for NBA?
Oh like, yeah, fucking Kyrie Irving, Boston fans. He got his he had a knee surgery. He had a
every star player is fucking injured right now.
No, but he had some metal taken out of his knee from a previous injury. So he can heal naturally. So he's going to be out for 3 weeks, which is nuts. But
Steph Curry's out. Fucking Kyrie's out. I mean, LeBron's still playing, but LeBron has to play because he has to carry teams.
Yeah. He can't not play. Man, he's going to be one worn down individual.
You know, it's just like...
Actually, no, stem cells will keep him good.
I don't know, man. It's just like, how many times am I going to watch fucking LeBron drag some fucking team to the finals only to get wiped out?
Until he fucking retires, bro. Because that's what it's going
to
be.
Well, it's just like, let him fucking go to the Lakers and just, you know.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Like, yeah. Steve Curry, like Steph could be out for the first round of the playoffs. Like, that's gonna hurt fucking ratings.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess there's like Draymond and
everyone. Oh my God, fucking autoplay!
Isn't it the best?
Hey. I fucking hate it.
No, it's the best. Everybody loves it. That's why they do it all the time.
All the time, everywhere, autoplay for everyone, you and me.
You know, I especially love it on news sites, like, because I'm not clicking the article to read it.
Yeah.
I want to have it screamed at me.
So fucking...
But...
So, yeah. Yes, Kerr says Curry will miss the beginning of the playoffs. Like, will. Okay, not okay.
Kawhi Leonard's out for the Spurs for, like, unknown reasons.
That's right. And I totally forgot about that.
It's just, like, the entire NBA, like, A-list roster right now is, like, injured.
Oh.
And it, like, couldn't be worse timing.
LeBron James.
LeBron's still a beast, but that's just because he's just, like, I don't know. He's just a beast. It's like a genetically gifted human being.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's huge. he's fucking scary. I'm like, come on.
No, that's one thing I always forget about, like, basketball players, because, you know, I mostly just see them playing basketball. But it's like, you get, when they're just, like, standing next to a normal person, just like, and that person's not, like, a tiny person, but no, they're, like, a good head and shoulders taller than
them. Like, they make me look like a normal dude, you know?
I mean, I did feel super tall because I went on a date with a girl who was under 5 foot.
Whoa, shit.
And
hold on, give me some of that. High five that shit.
But
yes.
But yeah, like that, I was like, this is what NBA players feel like all the time.
Oh, it's so true, man.
But LeBron's just a genetic, like, I don't know. Peak of human genome.
The thing is, like, it's in everything too. It's like he's not stupid either.
Oh no,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he's fucking just physically and mentally,
like,
gifted. Like,
I have no doubt he would be just as, like, good if he had picked another sport.
Oh, if he picked anything.
Yeah, just like if he was like, but I'm gonna, you know, if he was just like, yeah, I'm gonna play soccer or whatever, he'd
even Messi football who, he'd be fucking niggas up,
can you imagine him as like a tight end?
Oh my god, he'd be fucking laying niggas out.
He'd just be unstoppable. It'd just be like, what are you gonna do? Well, just throw it to LeBron because he's taller and stronger than everybody.
Yeah, he's just fucking get it to LeBron.
Like, he'd be like Gronk plus just like that much more.
Yeah, because it's because
of his height.
Yeah, he's just it's fucking scary. He's a beast.
But yeah,
well, fuck him.
But yeah, I hope he never wins another championship.
Yeah, because he's not on my squad.
Because he didn't pick the Nuggets.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I thought the Nuggets were going to fucking make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They've been sucking lately.
Although, oh, really?
Yeah. Like, if you had asked me, like, in December, like, if the Avalanche or the Nuggets, which team was going to make the playoffs, I would have been like, fucking Nuggets. But the Avalanche have been like, they might be like, they could like be in like third place in the playoffs.
Shit.
Just because they're playing so well. And the Nuggets might not even be in the playoffs.
Wow.
Because they're playing so poorly. So
yay.
It just shows you how that stuff changes. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. Sports. That's why we watch.
That's why we watch. And yeah, Stanley Cup playoffs are starting soon, and if the Avalanche are in it, as long as they're in it, I'll be super into it.
Super.
3 or 4 games.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I mean, if the Bruins are in it, I might watch. I still haven't decided.
Well, Ray will watch.
That's true. Yeah,
Ray will be all. Skame
will be all on that shit.
Yeah, we'll have more of that. And baseball starts in like 5 days.
Oh shit, that's really soon.
Yeah, of April.
Oh god damn it! Wow, that's right. Because fucking March.
Yeah,
the 30th is on fucking next, Saturday.
Oh
shit! Wow.
Opening day's pretty soon. So yeah, we'll be talking more baseball coming up. I'll be starting to focus on that. I'm not big into spring training just because there's just so much other stuff to go on.
Yeah, but,
and baseball is
it's
so
like preseason,
long.
Right? It's exactly. It's
so long.
So goddamn long. That season is a long one.
I mean, I love baseball, but goddamn it, guys. Maybe 100 games a season?
What is it?
180.
That's what I thought. 181? 180?
182.
182. Oh, God damn. That's so many fucking games.
No, 162. I'm sorry.
That's still a lot of fucking games.
Yeah, 80, 81 at home, 81 away.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
And that's without playoffs.
That's without the playoffs. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. That's next sometime we can go into Julian's plan to make all sports better. In that they will, but they will never do it because it means less games and that means less revenue.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and it's all about that motherfucking bottom dollar. God forbid
you have less revenue.
Yeah, so. That bottom dollar, fucking yeah. We like it's. I didn't realize baseball was this soon.
No, it's. I like somebody texted me 4 days ago and they were like 9 days till baseball. I was like, holy shit, he's right.
Fucking, well, we got to get to a game.
Oh, yeah, we'll go to a game. It'll be great. You'll see Julian's hopes way, way up and to be dashed. By July, almost certainly.
Almost certainly.
But who knows? Those boys of summer surprised me last year, so, you know.
Well. Oh, shit, an NBA G League player collapses on the court.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I hope he's okay.
Oh, damn.
Grand Rapids Drive.
Zeke Upshaw.
Well, thoughts
didn't provide. Prayers. Damn, that's rough.
Yeah, that's God. I hope he's okay because that's like always scary because it's like, you know, they're in such good shape, so it's like, you know, one of those conditions where it's just like, well, you were born with this crazy thing.
Oh yeah, of course I tried to watch the video. I said, oops, this is taken down. I was like, damn, they put the video up. I'm gonna watch it because apparently they don't care.
Yeah, well, somebody probably was like, this is pretty tasteless.
Yeah. Like, shit, I'm in the media, dog. I'm definitely watching this
video.
But then
again, I guess, I don't know. It depends on what country you're in and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you for listening to the Minority Sports Report.
You are our favorite.
You're
our favorite team.
Yeah, that's real shit. You are our favorite team. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Follow me on the internet at The Beatnik. I'm on that on Twitter and on the Instagrams.
I'm at Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter, at Jimmy BlinksX on the Instagram.
Follow Skame on the internet at Skame44 on Twitter and at Nemesis_Supreme44 on Instagrams.
And yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, next week we'll have some more news and shit. Thank you for the support and listening. You guys have a good time. I keep using my unleashed, drew me in, she saw.